This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. I'm Juliette Fromholt, and I am very happy to welcome a returning guest to the studio. She was here about 2 years ago, I think.
It was 1 year.
It was 1 year? Okay.
I've been counting the days.
You've been keeping track. Yeah, she was here a year ago. I think I'm getting the times confused because we were in the old space, and it seems like so long ago.
Oh.
But here we are in new studios, and she's got a new song that we're going to take a listen to a little later. And we'll tell you how you can check her out live this Saturday night. But first, I think we're going to hear a live one from the wonderful Miss Meg Cavanaugh.
Thank you so much. This tune is called Distracted, and it's about losing love and the changing of seasons.
Cavanaugh live in the WISO studios. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Now, last time you were here, Musketeer's Handbook, your full length was out, and I understand you've been working on some new recordings.
Yeah. I've been working in London with this great producer named Pete Mounter, and we are doing some stuff that's, you know, in a new style, you know, and we're doing some co-writing as well. And it's, yeah, it's exciting stuff. It's a really good project, and I'm excited to share it with everybody.
When you say a new style, both lyrically and sonically, or a little of both?
Sonically. Well, I think that, you know, I'm writing in a style that's not drastically different personally. The production is certainly different than anything that has come with my style before. And then as well, working with someone and co-writing with someone tends to, you know, there's a little bit of give and take there, which is exciting. Yeah, there's just different things happening for sure.
Is it hard going from being, you know, primarily a solo songwriter to then kind of opening yourself up for that give and take when you're working with somebody else, especially in that writing process?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's difficult. It can be. Yeah. Sometimes it's really hard, but it's really rewarding as well. And, you know, as an artist, it's important to, I think it's important to work with other people, and it's important to open yourself up for criticism. And, you know, there's certainly been some of that. No, it's been really good. It's important to collaborate.
Do you have kind of a target for when the album's going to be out in the world, or are you just kind of going through the process and
yeah,
seeing how it times out?
Well, I mean, if it was up to me, I would be like, and it's coming out tomorrow. Done, done, done. But, you know, no, there's no date that it will be happening. And it, you know, when I find out, so shall you.
Excellent.
We're working, you know, we're working all the time. So it's just a new process.
Do you think that the new, you know, the collaborating and sort of the new process, has that changed the way you tackle live shows? I know you play live a lot. Has that influenced anything you're doing on the stage, or made you think about anything differently?
Some things, yeah. Some of my tunes have been influenced by the way that we're producing them in the studio, how I play them live. But mostly, as far as the stuff that we're co-writing, I haven't even really started playing that live. So that's the next step, I guess.
Excellent. Do we want to give people a listen to the single?
I think, yes, we want to give people a listen.
Excellent. Excellent. Do you want to introduce it at all? Or shall
yeah.
We?
Okay. Yeah. This tune is called Pinafore, and it's the new single, and I really hope you enjoy it.
We'll take a listen to that, and we'll be back to talk more with Meg Cavanaugh and hear some more live music coming up next on Kaleidoscope. But first, take a listen to this one.
Then I'd hear my mother to the wind, and I was just a butterfly pinned at what you sent. Then I could hear you calling my name, the way that you said it was never the same as the one at home still wearing your ring.
Brand new music from Meg Cavanaugh. That one's called Pinafore on an album that is forthcoming. We'll keep you posted on when that is available. Speaking of, if people want to keep tabs on the album specifically, where can they find you online?
Well, they can always like my page if they want to. They can like my page on Facebook. That's always a good way. I'm quite active on that. Also, they could go to www.megcavanaugh.com, and that's Cavanaugh with a C. I'm there, and I, you know, will post things all the time. So check it out. Yeah.
Excellent. And if people want to check you out this Saturday night, they can come to Taste of Wine in Miamisburg.
Yeah. And you should come, because that's going to be a great gig. Really fantastic. Great wines. Great night. Free. Come along.
What's it like, spending essentially, well, since it's been a year, spending a year away, you know, playing in England, having your community there, and then coming back home to, you know, where your family and sort of your early musical community is, and getting to kind of showcase what you've been doing?
It's great. It's great to come home. Yeah. And I feel like there's a community here too. I've got some beautiful musician friends here, and a lot of support from people as well. So it's always great to come home, and it's great to have new material to come home with. You know, I've played these songs. You know, my community in London has heard them. You know, I play out a lot, so this is old hat for a lot of them. But it's so great to come home and be like shiny, shiny, shiny. Yeah, it's wonderful.
And have a fresh set of ears.
Yeah,
on
absolutely. Yeah.
So moving forward, what are you going to be working on for the next little while? Is it just focusing on the album and your regular gigs in London, or anything else big on the horizon?
Well, you know, who knows what's on the horizon? You know, I'm definitely going to be working on putting out some new material as soon as possible and writing new material as usual, collaborating. And, you know, I've been working with other bands as well, but more just in a musician sense, not as in a collab. I don't know what to say. Like a backup singer. I've been doing a lot of that, a lot of touring, doing things like that. I'm busy, but I'm most excited about, you know, the projects that I'm working on that I have my heart and soul. Yeah.
Is that kind of a different experience to be, you know, sort of a part of somebody else's band in more of a support role, as opposed to when you're working on things that you've written that are sort of coming straight from you? Is that a different sort of musical experience as a player and a performer?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the stuff that I write, I feel like I own it. Like, if I mess it up, it's mine to mess up, you know? And it's mine. So there's no messing it up. I mean, of course, you could make a mistake. But with other people, you're just like, you know, you don't know what has to be hit for them. Do you know? You always feel like you have to be on point with their material and with yours as well. But it's different. Yeah, it's more nerve-wracking singing with other people. Definitely.
So, like, yeah, I was going to say, it's going to be when you're performing your own, at least you can say, well, okay, I'm going to try something new.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you're in control as well. I guess when you're supporting someone else, you're not really in control. So you're just like trying to support as best you can. It's different.
Totally, totally understandable. What is the music scene that you're a part of in London like these days? What are you seeing coming out of your musical community?
Gosh, there's a huge folk resurgence, I think, well, in London especially. So you get a lot of singer-songwriters that have got the Dylan vibe. Yeah, you really do. And then but then there's also a lot of pop music, and you'll get pop performers on the folk scene, which is great. So there's variety, and it's definitely a really thriving scene as well. There's a lot going on. Yeah, come to London. Check it out.
I'm on it. Well, can we hear another live one?
Yeah, definitely. This tune, I'm going to be joined by my friend Merity. She's a musician as well, actually. She's LA-based, and she came to visit me in Ohio. So she's going to be singing some backies. Thanks, Merity.
My pleasure.
And this tune is called Give 'Em Hell. And this is for all you ladies. This is how you treat your men. Got it? Sugar in my coffee. I like some cream in my tea. You know I always want the bad things. Oh no, I want things that you just wouldn't believe. Oh, give 'em hell, 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 give 'em. Oh, give 'em hell, give 'em hell, give 'em. I'm just that kind of woman. He's got a sweet tooth for a sweet thing. Likes to grab what he can take. Well, he thought he'd try me on for a fitting. Oh no, now we both know that was his first mistake. Oh, give him hell, 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 give him. I'm just that kind of woman. Oh, give him hell, give him hell, give him hell, give him, give him hell, give him hell, give him, having that hell, give him hell, give him hell, give him. I guess he had it coming. Walking late, hello, Mr. Magpie. Where's your wife? Do you treat her to gold? I always want a little sparkle to hold. Is it you? Is it you? Are you looking for me? Well, I'll give you hell, give you hell, give you ha, ha, give you.
Live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Thank you both so much
for
being here.
Thanks so much for having us, Juliet. It's really fantastic.
It's my pleasure. Check out Meg Saturday night at A Taste of Wine in Miamisburg. Free show. Definitely worth coming out to. We'll post some details on our Facebook page as well as a link to her Facebook page so you can keep tabs on whenever the new album is ready to roll.
Yeah.
We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. All the details there. Meg, thank you again so much for being
here. Thanks so much.